priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Čuveni festival Woodstock je u istoimenoj pesmi ovekovečila kanadska kant-autorka Joni Mitchell. Svojevrsna ironija je da baš ona, koja je napisala možda i najbolji tekst o tom muzičkom događaju, zapravo nije prisustvovala kultnom festivalu. U to vreme je šou na televiziji imao poznati voditelj Dick Cavett, koji je kroz razgovore sa zanimljivim gostima pratio aktuelne događaje. Woodstock je to svakako bio, pa je u emisiju po završetku festivala u goste pozvao neke od učesnika. Među njima je bio i Jimi Hendrix, koji je u poslednjem trenutku odustao. Dicku Cavettu je u pomoć priskočio menadžer pevačice Joni Mitchell, koji je uspeo da je ubedi da otkaže nastup na Woodstocku. Rekao je da je i onako dobila mali honorar i da je za njenu karijeru mnogo važnije da se pojavi u popularnoj TV emisiji. Poslušala ga je ne znajući da je propustila rock događaj koji je ušao u legendu. Njena pesma Woodstock kasnije je postala veliki hit u izvođenju grupe Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
I'm gonna clear out my head. I'm gonna get myself straight. I know it's never too late to make a brand new start. I'm gonna kick down the door. I'm gonna get myself in. I'm gonna fix up the yard and not fall back again. I'm gonna clear up my hands. So to myself I call. There's somewhere else I should be. There's someone else I can see. There's something more I can find. It's only up to me. I'm gonna clean up my earth and build a heaven on the ground. Not something distant.
Priče o pesmama.
Pesma Seven Years danske grupe Lucas Graham je jedna od onih koji su delom autobiografske i šalju važne životne poruke. Pevač grupe Lucas je tekst napisao posle gubitka oca u trenucima preispitivanja svog odrastanja. Kaže da je prve uspehe doživao još u detinjstvu kao član dečjeg hora iz Kopenhagena sa kojim je proputovao ceo svet. Slava ga nije opčinila i uspeo je da izbegne zamke koje ona donosi. Tvrdi da je još tada imao mnogo obožavateljki, ali da se njima nije zanosio, već se trudio da neguje iskrena prijateljstva. Pevač veruje da su takve veze, pored roditeljstva, suština života. Jedna od najvažnijih želja mu je da postane dobar otac, kojem će deca pružiti sigurnost i toplinu kada postane dosadni starac. Lukas se u tekstu osvrnuo i na ružne stvari koje je radio tokom sazrevanja, shvatajući ih kao pouku. Smatrao je da je upravo ta iskrenost bila jedan od razloga što je publika zavolela pesmu Seven Years grupe Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. See my goals, I don't believe in failure, cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor, and if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs of soul. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old. Don't make me wait.
Don't make me wait in vain.
Love you.
Can't wait to hear my last name.
Don't make me wait.
Don't make me wait so long.
Fall in love with your mind. I don't want to even mention the way your body perfectly designed. So fine. I'm judging from your outlook on life. I knew this would be more than just one night. But now I'm ready for the next level and you're telling me you need more time. No crime. Nothing wrong with waiting a little bit. You know this is more to me than just getting it. But you only get a love like this once in a lifetime. And if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life I never felt like this. Just wanna run with it, I don't wanna fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just wanna put some more quality in our time. Come on girl.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you.
I can't wait no for love you.
To think I'm rushing you. I know you like to take your time. I'm already sold on the idea of you and I. Just tell me where I need the sign. 'Cause I've been searching for a while, girl, and I know what works for me. What you want, girl, 'cause I'm already where I need to be. So don't make me wait.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you.
I can't wait no longer.
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you.
You don't wanna rush and I don't wanna take my time. I'm putting everything on the line. They say that true love's hard to find. I'm ready now to make you mine.
Don't make me wait, baby now, baby now. Don't make me wait.
Who gotta say, yeah.
Don't make me wait, baby now, baby now. Don't make me wait.
took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around. Uh-huh, that's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right.
Pesmu Eye of the Tiger članovi grupe Survivor su napisali po narudžbini Silvestera Stallonea, reditelja i glavnog glumca filmske franšize Rocky. Zamenila je njegovu prvu želju, pesmu Another One Bites the Dust, čije korišćenje nije dozvolila grupa Queen. Eye of the Tiger je preko noći osvojila publiku i postala jedan od najprodavanijih singlova ikada. Imala je platinasti tiraž na vinilu, zadržala popularnost i u digitalnoj eri, vladala top listama širom sveta, osvojila nagradu Grammy i bila nominovana za Oscara. Postala je himna maratonaca, dizača tegova, pacijenata na fizikalnim terapijama. Ukratko, svih onih koji su se suočavali sa izazovima. Sljedeći album grupe nije bio ni nadomak prethodnog podviga, jer je publika ostala razočarana njihovim bledim pokušajem kopije sopstvenog hita. Survivor je polako nestajao iz žiže javnosti i nikada više nije doživeo ozbiljni uspeh kao što je bio slučaj sa pesmom Eye of the Tiger.
Priče o pesmama.
U pesmi Send Them Off grupe Bastille i video spotu kojim su je promovisali prepliću se delovi nekoliko čuvenih književnih dela i filmova. Tema pesme je klasična priča o ljubomori ispričana jezikom Desdemona iz Otela, pomešana sa pojedinim slikama iz filma Egzorcist. Pevač grupe Dan Smith kaže da je to nešto kao upoznavanje Otela i Egzorciste. Objasnio je da su već na početku pesme želeli da postignu dramatiku, zbog čega su upotrebili citat iz filma Rat planeta, doduše nešto izmenjen jer nisu mogli da obezbede prava korišćenja originala. U pomalo mračnom video spotu su predstavili modern preokret Danteove božanstvene komedije, u kojem pesnik putuje kroz pakao, čistilište i na kraju stiže u raj, ali odaje utisak da je u srcu akcije zaglavljeno čistilištu. Sastav Bastille je koristio delove erotske drame širom zatvorenih očiju Stanleya Kubricka i horor filma Rozmarina beba Romana Polanskog u vizuelnom predstavljanju pesme Send Them Off.
It was a slight on my honor, so he deserved it. But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
And they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. So gross with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the words. Set me free. With you, with you, ooh, oh, oh, oh.
Stay with me.
priče o pesmama.
Grupa Iron Maiden je 2018. godine krenula na veliku turneju pod nazivom The Legacy of the Beast, uz produkciju inspirisanu zabavnom i komičnom igricom koju su objavili godinu dana ranije. Njihov menadžer Rod Smallwood je inače poznat po tome što idejama zna da iznenadi članove benda, a ovoga puta je predložio da se priključe akciji za pomoć deci. Maideni su i pored napornog rasporeda na turneji uspeli da odvoje deo vremena za humanitarni rad. Na aukciji su ponudili brojne zanimljive znamenitosti i svoje bogate karijere, ali i šansu da neko od obožavalaca bude deo njihovog spektakla i tokom koncerta sedi za tonskim pultom. Prikupljena sredstva su poklonili dečjoj dobrotvornoj organizaciji The Truants. Jedan od predmeta koji je izazvao najviše interesovanja je bila njihova zlatna ploča Peace of Mind, a među najbrže prodatim se našao i papir na kojem je član grupe Steve Harris rukom ispisao tekst legendarne pesme sastava Iron Maiden, Trooper.
You better stand, there's no